Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Mohammed Al-Qasim. I am joined by Danny Ayalon, former Israeli Deputy Foreign Minister and also a former member of the Israeli Knesset, that is the parliament. Also, Mr. Ayalon is the founder of the non-profit organization The Truth About Israel. Thank you for being with me.
My pleasure.
Our topic today: Chief Prosecutor of the International Criminal Court, ICC, Fatou Bensouda, announced that there was reasonable basis to investigate alleged war crimes in the Palestinian territories in the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and the Gaza Strip. The decision comes after the PA, that is the Palestinian Authority, formally submitted a request in May of 2018 to refer the file of Israeli war crimes against the Palestinian people. The PA, which signed up to the ICC in 2015, has welcomed the ICC inquiry. However, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu slammed the decision, calling it a baseless and outrageous one. A full ICC investigation could possibly lead to charges against individuals being brought, as states cannot be charged. Mr. Ayalon, what happens next?
I believe that the ICC will approach the government of Israel in order to coordinate a visit by their people here. And I doubt very much that the Israeli government will give any consent to that, given the Israeli harsh criticism, and I believe rightly so, against the decision of the ICC on the merit of no jurisdiction and no authority on the one hand, and more importantly, on the moral basis that here we are, the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, probably has the highest standards when it comes to protecting human lives. And this can be judged and can be compared to any other military organization in the world, certainly when you talk against terror organizations and totalitarian regimes like in Syria, Iran, and other places where it is very obvious that crimes have been committed. For some reason, the ICC is ignoring that.
In your opinion, if the Israeli army hasn't committed any crimes, why should the Israeli government be worried about such investigation?
Well, first of all, there shouldn't be a precedent. And secondly, Israel is very proud of its own independent judicial system, which is highly respected all over the world. And this is why it is an affront, actually it's an insult for the ICC to send their, or to at least suggest that Israel should investigate it, as they do not investigate any other Western countries in the world.
So the problem is that because other Western countries are not subject to being investigated, then Israel should not be held to different standards?
Exactly. Israel should be held to the same standards as any other country, but we see that the ICC is focused only on Israel, and we know that it is politically motivated, especially in light of the Palestinian pain and incitement against Israel.
Is this considered a diplomatic win for the Palestinian Authority, in your opinion?
Well, it may be if we will see any action following from this decision, but I fail to see any practical measures because the ICC cannot bring measures against the country, but also only against individuals.
Danny Ayalon, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Mohammed Al-Qasim.
My pleasure, Mohammed.